From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is Earth Date. You might not think a river can burn, but in 1969, the Cuyahoga River that runs through Cleveland caught fire. The Cuyahoga was the most polluted river in the country, so foul with industrial waste and sewage that it was completely devoid of life. When a spark from a passing freight train ignited an oil slick that covered the water. The river had burned at least 10 times in the previous 100 years, but that short 1969 fire was when Cleveland said, enough. A new mayor and young city architect launched an ambitious plan to rebuild the city's sewage system, regulate industrial polluters, and clean the river itself. It would be expensive, but the city put it to a vote, and it passed 2-1. The Cuyahoga River fire hit the news cycle along with the Apollo 11 moon landing, and the nation took notice. Environmental movements sprung up on campuses, which led to the founding of Earth Day in 1970. Simultaneously, President Nixon was inspired to create the Environmental Protection Agency. Now, more than 50 years later, the Cuyahoga has rebounded with life, enough that fish from the river are now deemed fit to eat. In 2019, it was named the nation's River of the Year for its remarkable recovery. It's a pity that it ever got that bad. But it just goes to show that, as we put our minds to it, we're solving even serious environmental problems. I'm Scott Tinker.
Earth Date is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from EarthX, bringing people together to build a sustainable future at earthx.org. And you can hear more Earth Date stories at earthdate.org.